Chapter 24. Elias.
Lord Protector, our scouts have not yet returned. I fear that they may have been intercepted by the city watch.
Elias grunts, looking away from his map of Tarsus to regard the newcomer.
We'll give them until the end of the day. If we don't hear back from the scouts by nightfall, then we'll send someone to inquire after them. Thank you, Lieutenant.
The man salutes, then ducks out of the command tent, once again leaving the newly appointed protector alone. Sighing, Elias turns back to the map.
They probably tightened security. Aethelgar must know something's coming. That'll only make our job more difficult.
He picks up his pen and resumes his note-taking, scratching out lines on the yellowed vellum. The map is an old depiction of Tarsus, dating back to before he was born. But it should still suffice for their purposes. The city has changed little in the last century, and all the important landmarks still stand. A few quiet minutes pass, allowing him to finish his notes before someone else pokes their head into the tent.
Protector Keen, are you ready for us?
Elias nods without looking up.
Yes, Sturgis, come in. We've much to discuss.
The captain strides inside, along with a handful of other Nightingale leaders. All of them are battle-ready, with swords and axes hanging from their armored sides. They fan out around him, maintaining a respectful distance while curiously regarding the table and the map spread out before him. No one speaks, everyone waiting for their commander to offer the first word. Elias clears his throat.
Thank you all for coming. It's time we finalized our plan. If all goes well, King Aethelgar will be dead by week's end.
The others shift, mail clinking as they eye one another, eager grins on their faces. Elias continues.
I've been looking over this map, trying to decide exactly which route should be taken into the palace. There are many ways inside Aethelgar's stronghold, but we should choose the most direct path to minimize the chances of us being discovered. That'll make it easier for us to escape when the deed is done.
This is excellent, Protector,
one of the generals says, nodding in appreciation.
How did you come to know of these secret paths, if I might ask?
Elias straightens, clasping his hands behind his back.
When I was a Shadowblade, we tried to assassinate the king's father, Aethelstan. We paid every thief and cutthroat in the city handsomely to learn the palace's secrets, and even did some reconnaissance work ourselves. The plot ultimately failed, but not because our information was bad. These paths should still be open, even after all this time.
Who should embark on this endeavor? Asks another of the generals. It will be dangerous. We'll want to send our best men.
Yes, Elias replies. I want soldiers who can move quietly, veterans who are accustomed to getting their hands dirty. This operation will be quick and brutal, and I don't want anybody slowing me down.
Several in attendance eye each other, an uncomfortable silence ensuing. Eventually, Captain Sturgis clears his throat, his expression unreadable.
I think I speak for the others when I say that we don't think you should take part in this attack. Respectfully, of course, Protector. We already lost Sander Thel to the wiles of King Aethelgar. We don't want to lose his successor.
Elias eyes Sturgis for a long moment before giving him a short nod.
I appreciate your candor, Captain, but I must insist on my participation in this mission. I'm the only one in this camp who knows where these secret paths are. And while I'm both ranger and your protector, I was first and foremost a Shadowblade. More than anyone else here, I know how to kill a target.
Sturgis remains unmoved.
There are many here who know how to kill a target, Protector. But there is only one of you. What would happen if you fail? What happens to us, to our morale, if you're killed?
Elias rests his fists on the table and leans in.
And what happens to the kingdom if we fail to eliminate King Aethelgar?
He gives the captain a meaningful look, then proceeds to look at every man in attendance.
I'll tell you. The Nightingales will be caught between the capital's forces and the demons. Our reports indicate that more of the creatures are making it through the Ark every day. We'll be forced to retreat to the mountains. Aethelgar will consolidate his power, and one by one the broken factions of Tarsinium will fall to the Prince of Darkness, the enemy of all. He pauses, straightening and setting his jaw firmly. We only have one chance to make this right. One chance to remove the king from power and unite our people before the end comes. I will not leave this up to chance. That is my decision.
The generals shuffle uneasily, leather creaking and chainmail clinking lightly. Sturgis regards Elias for a long moment before finally nodding.
So be it, he says. We will respect your wishes, but I must insist on one stipulation.
Elias inclines his head.
If you are leading this mission, then I want to be there to protect you. I watched the last protector ride off to meet King Aethelgar without me, and I'll be damned if I make that same mistake again.
Elias answers without hesitation. Done. This seems to placate the captain, who relaxes visibly, his shoulders dropping. Elias turns his attention back to the map.
Good. Now let us get back to business planning. As I said, there are many ways into the palace, but I believe the best route for us to take is through the sewers.
The moon is high overhead, dominating the cloudless night and illuminating the stark landscape of the Heartlands. Elias stands on the edge of camp, unable to sleep, his eyes scanning the rolling fields and gently sloping hills for signs of movement. He sees nothing, of course. His scouts are stationed for miles in all directions, but he still watches, too restless to even sit down. Far to the east, a beam of light shoots into the sky from the Tower of Mages, creating a beacon for everyone to see, a beacon drawing his attention to Tarsus, the greatest city on the face of Bilhalia. The city of my birth, he muses, remembering the white walls and the tall stone buildings. Strange that returning can fill me with such dread. Then again, these are under rather extenuating circumstances.
He and the other Nightingales ultimately put together a plan to infiltrate the most secure parts of the city and assassinate the king. It's a good plan, with the best warriors selected to carry out the grim task. But he still can't help but question everything. That was what his time in the Shadowblades had taught him more than anything else. Be skeptical. Expect setbacks. Never be content, or you'll probably wind up with a noose around your neck.
Even after all this time, I remember those lessons. Old habits die hard, I suppose.
This inevitably makes him think of Xander and the other lessons he'd been taught. He was a stern teacher, but a good one, shaping Elias into the warrior he is today. Their relationship was strained near the end. Elias had turned his back on the Nightingales for years, only to reluctantly return when things became desperate.
He'd laugh if he could see me now, Elias thinks, a small smile tugging at the corner of his mouth. He'd probably tell me how much I'll hate being protector, then list all the things I'm doing wrong.
This makes him think of Owen and each of the lessons he imparted to the young apprentice.
I was just as stern a master as Xander was, he thinks, his smile fading. Light, I was always so hard on him. All he ever wanted was a mentor, a father.
He wonders where the apprentice is and if he and Zara are even still alive. His heart grows heavy at the thought, worry and sadness gnawing a hole inside him. The feelings quickly give way to anger, a hot coal smoldering in the pit of his stomach. A name, as vile as a curse on his tongue, comes unbidden, a whispered promise of swift and terrible vengeance.
Aethelgar.
He's the man who murdered Xander, who took his apprentice from him, and killed many of his Nightingale friends. It is he who stands in the way of unification, of peace between the people of Tarsinium and hope for defeating the R'hllar. Without realizing how, his belt knife appears in his hand, his fingernails digging painfully into the worn leather hilt.
Looking down, he examines the long, curved blade, the way the steel glints in the silvery moonlight. The weapon was given to him by Xander when he left to join the Rangers, a parting gift that's been put to good use over the years. Its weight is as familiar to him as the weight of his cloak, a natural extension of his arm. Lifting the knife, he points it toward the distant pillar of light, his gaze looking past the razored metal toward the city.
"I'm coming for you, you bastard," he thinks, his anger now blazing white-hot within him. "You're going to die, even if I have to die as well. This I swear."
Elias stares for a long time, his muscles tensing as if anticipating a fight. But eventually he relaxes, lowering the blade back to his belt. He lets out a long breath, the air steaming in front of his face, and all at once he feels tired.
Tired, yet assured.
Taking one last look at the far-off city, he turns and makes his way to his tent, his cloak trailing like a ghost behind him.